Good morning, Christ Center. It's Saturday, October the 4th, and we are in week 4 of our Book of Mark devotional series. Today, we're going to be reading from Mark chapter 7, verses 24 to 37. But before we begin, let's take a moment to quiet our hearts as we invite the Holy Spirit to join us.
Mark 7:24. He got up and departed from there to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it, but he could not escape notice. Instead, immediately after hearing about him, a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she was asking him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, because it isn't right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she replied to him, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he told her, "Because of this reply, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." When she went back to her home, she found her child lying on the bed and the demon was gone. Again, leaving the region of Tyre, he went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, through the region of the Decapolis. They brought him to a deaf man who had difficulty speaking and begged Jesus to lay his hand on him. So he took him away from the crowd in private. After putting his fingers in the man's ears and spitting, he touched his tongue. Looking up to heaven, he sighed deeply and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." Immediately his ears were opened, his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak clearly. He ordered them to tell no one, but the more he ordered them, the more they proclaimed it. They were extremely astonished and said, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak."
Thank you, Carly. We're here with Carly and Doug. Carly, is this your favorite passage in the Bible?
You know what? It's a little tricky because it sounds really mean and I don't like it. And I don't think Jesus is mean, but he sure sounds crabby.
Right.
I was just listening to someone earlier this morning talk about how there are things in the Bible that we can trip over. And the point of them is that we go back and read it again until we get understanding.
The first thing we have is, where does it say he is, Carly?
Tyre.
He's in Tyre. Okay. So this is on the Mediterranean, this region of Tyre and Sidon, outside of Galilee. This is outside of Israel territory. So he is among Gentiles here, okay? So he's there and he sees this woman who's a Syrophoenician woman. This woman comes and says to him, "Hey, my daughter has a demon. Can you cast out the demon?" Jesus responds by giving her this parable. So let the children be fed first, because it isn't right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. Doug, in this parable, help us. Who are the children in this parable?
That would be the children of Israel.
Okay, because Jesus' mission
is to Israel.
Is first to Israel, right? Now, but then he has this thing, it isn't right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. The dogs
are the Gentiles.
Okay.
But we need to remember, where was he? He was in the Gentile territory.
He was already there, wasn't he?
This isn't putting them off.
This was rabbinical rhetoric.
They gave little challenges and things to force people to think and come back and to learn from these questions.
Yes.
That did not seem very nice.
It was almost like an ancient debate here. Jesus is taking this parable and he's saying, "Oh yeah, well, you know, I'm sorry, this doesn't work because I'm actually here for the Jews and not the Gentiles," except he is there in Gentile territory. And we've seen multiple times already, whether it's Samaria or whether it's the Decapolis on the east side of the Sea of Galilee, he is coming and also bringing the kingdom and announcing the kingdom to Gentiles. And she pushes back on his analogy. So what does she say here?
She said, "Lord, even the dogs are under the table eat the children's crumbs."
She calls him Lord.
So
this Gentile woman calls him Lord. Now, I just heard this today. I didn't realize this, that this is the only person thus far in the entire book of Mark that ever calls Jesus Lord. And so it's like this, as Tim Mackey summed up her words like this. It's almost like she takes the parable he told and she undermines it. And she's like, okay, well, but here's the thing. Family dogs are really beloved. And there's always leftovers for the beloved family dog. All right, if that's who I am in this particular metaphor you're giving, I would push back and say, you should also give me food. And his response, look at his response. He heals her. He's impressed. In fact, in the parallel passage in Matthew, he says this. This is in the ESV. He says, oh, woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire. And he honors her. Here, can I give you guys a story that this reminds me of? When I was a new dad, and my daughter Emily, she was only like a year and a half. She spoke so early, and she had this weird knack for like conceptual language and teasing and all these things. And every morning she would walk in her room and ask for Milky. She wanted milk to be heated up in the microwave. And it was like 6 a.m. and I wasn't ready to give her Milky yet. So she said, Daddy, can I have some Milky? And I said, the first thing that came to my mind, go ask Oliver, the blue dog. Ask him. He'll give you some Milky. And she's like, haha, you're silly, Daddy. Like, and then so it gets quiet and I think, okay, maybe I've won. Maybe I can go back to sleep. But she comes again and says, Daddy, I really want some Milky. And I said, Em, I told you to go ask Oliver, the blue dog. And she said, Daddy, he's busy doing the dishes. And it was like, here, she had taken what I gave her and she had pushed back on that and said, No, I'm going to beat you at this game and I'm going to get this thing I'm asking for. I kind of think that this situation is kind of similar.
Very similar. Jesus was giving her an opportunity to push back in order to say, I believe you, and this is why I believe you. And because of how she pushed back, she got what she was asking.
She is saying, I think we belong. Maybe your mission is mostly for the Jews, but I believe that my people also need to be recipients of what you're bringing. You're bringing food for the family. I think you also are bringing food for me. And I am willing to push on you to get this thing.
And because she did that, she got the answer. There was a result that was life-changing.
I think it's about the way that you were with Emily. And yeah. Like, you loved her. You were obviously going to give her the milk. You were already going to do it.
Yes.
It wasn't like, oh, you're whatever. But there, you were looking for that opportunity to spar with her, and that created relationship.
Right.
And think about this lady a few months later. She did something that developed a relationship, and that relationship was enhanced so greatly.
And he healed this woman's daughter. She pushed back on the theology of his mission, and he embraces it and says, you know what? You're right. And I think that's what Mark is showing us here. That Jesus really does have a mission to the Gentiles, not just to the Jews. Doug, can you pray us out?
Lord, thank you that you love us. Even so, sometimes we are doing things that are not so appropriate. You love us, sometimes in spite, but we thank you for that. Bless our day as we go, that we will walk out. And may our relationship with you today grow and be enhanced. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.